My name's Ryan Zarek, and I'm the CEO of Coder Den.
At a coffee shop in downtown Portsmouth, Zarek looks more like a college student than an entrepreneur. He's wearing jeans and a loose zippered sweater over a t-shirt, and his dark hair is gelled into something bordering on faux-hawk territory. He really hasn't been out of college that long. He's only 25 years old. But don't let that fool you. Zarek's already a well-known force in New Hampshire's growing mobile app scene. Like many developers, he works with customers both in and out of state. Although he can't name a lot of names, thanks to non-disclosure agreements, he can show off some of his company's work.
So I guess the first app I'm going to show you is a college safety app. And if an attacker or someone were to get a hold of the phone, they would think it's off. And if they turn it on, it shows a passcode. And they would have no idea that it's actually recording video, audio, and GPS of what's going on.
New Hampshire's mobile app development workforce is a diverse one, and so are its business models. There are the classic indie entrepreneurs who design and market their own apps. There are more traditional, larger-scale firms, like Nashua-based Zico, that develop apps for their clients. And then there are contractors, like Zarek, who do something similar, only on a smaller scale. As he describes it,
boutique-y.
That's almost an understatement. Zarek's business model is unorthodox, to say the least.
In fact, I bought a house where my business partner and I, two business partners, and I lived together. That way we can work as many hours as possible.
Zarek's wife also works and lives at Coder Den, but they could set up shop anywhere. Carolyn Luco is CEO of Vancouver-based Wireless Industry Partnership. The company builds communities of mobile app developers, and she says a lot of rising app hotspots aren't in places you'd think.
Angry Birds, they're out of Finland. Fruit Ninja, Australia. And, sort of a number of even Eastern European markets have some really interesting apps coming into there, too. You know, even in places like Tunisia or in Africa, app development is coming along really strongly, and it's becoming core to a lot of those communities.
Is New Hampshire even on the radar screen?
Not really. You know, honestly, until you had contacted me, it never really occurred to me that sort of would be a state that would be an obvious one to point people to.
That's one opinion. But based on market size, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics actually puts New Hampshire in the top five biggest hotspots in the country for the broad category of app development, which includes smartphone apps. And these developers tend to be concentrated in the places you'd think: the Seacoast, Manchester, and Nashua, and to a lesser extent, the Upper Valley. Those are promising stats, but between the Apple and Android stores, there are nearly 2 million apps available already. With so much to choose from, it's getting harder for these workers to create something that people will want to download for free, let alone buy. Manchester-based indie entrepreneur Gerard Murphy thinks the key is focusing on a niche market.
We work with serious photographers, either advanced amateurs or professional photographers, and we help them store, backup, organize, and access their photos in a mobile, cloud-based world.
About 2 years ago, Murphy and his longtime friend Andy Young left their day jobs to focus on their new Mosaic app. While it was tough at first, it's going well now, especially for a startup. Mosaic employs 5 people, and Murphy says business is growing 5 to 7% a week. But like many entrepreneurs, he and Young have faced pressure to move.
We've almost been a Boston company 3 times. We've been asked to move down there. We've been asked to be part of incubators down there. We've been lured by capital down there that wasn't here, by people saying, well, you know, I will not invest in you unless you're in my backyard, is what we hear a lot, and a lot of people hear that.
A key reason some startups stick around is just money. Boston's expensive, especially if you don't have a stable income. But that doesn't mean it's easy making it here, either.
We've been down to almost nothing in the bank a couple of times. And it's scary. I have a wife and 2 kids. My co-founder, Andy, has a wife and 3 kids. We're not 21-year-olds who are living in our mom's basement, playing on sort of earned time. We had real obligations, and it takes some chutzpah to do it.
And there are advantages to being based in New Hampshire. More than anything, Murphy says, it's about lifestyle.
You know, as a startup, you put your families through a lot. You're taking less money. You're adding a ton of risk to the equation in your family lifestyle. The last thing you want to do is move to a big city where you had more expenses and you couldn't raise your children the way you were raised, with hiking trails and beaches and maple syrup and everything that makes New Hampshire awesome.
Now the decision to stay here is starting to pay off. Murphy says Mosaic is close to being a $1 million company. and venture capitalists are starting to lay off about Boston.
I think that's thankfully changing in New Hampshire. There's more capital here.
But there's a lot more to these jobs than success stories and optimistic stats would lead you to believe. The money can be really good, especially if you work for an established company. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the average pay for application developers is $93,000 a year. But that category includes more than just mobile. So last year, tech site GigaOM conducted a survey to get a better idea of what smartphone app developers actually make. And it's not good. More than half the respondents said their paid apps brought in less than $500 a month. Wired magazine went so far as to call app development a sucker's game.
Well, you can certainly become a millionaire by writing apps. And when you look at the statistics, the success rate's very low. It's better than buying a lottery ticket, but maybe not a lot.
Bob Chesley is based in Durham. He's been programming since the early 1980s, working both full-time and on the side as a contractor. And after briefly flirting with mobile app development, he's given the field a wide berth. Instead, he's betting on a hybrid web-based approach. Rather than a company shelling out $50,000 for an iPhone app and doing the same for an Android version, some existing web-based tools allow one person to simultaneously create both, plus a website. Despite the saturation of the apps market, Chesley says he still sees the workforce growing over the years, with mixed results.
Certainly you're competing with a lot more people. The democratization of the tool set, the fact that you can go on the internet and learn any of these languages fairly easily, you know, you don't necessarily have to go get formal education to do these things. There's many people. Ever since the millennial bubble era, there were a lot of people that jumped into internet development at that time. Most of them maybe aren't doing it anymore.
That could be Ryan Zarek in a few years, but for very different reasons. Despite early success, he says there are some drawbacks to mobile development.
After the application is done and it's out the door, I don't get any of the money that comes from that if it becomes super famous or super profitable.
More than coding, Zarek likes the hands-on nature of startup life. With that in mind, he, his business partners, and their small cadre of employees often end up doing coding projects in exchange for equity in other companies. Ultimately, he wants to move out of being an apps contractor and toward just doing startups. But uncertainty during the mobile app boom hasn't stopped other young people from trying to carve out a spot in the labor market. Tomorrow, we look at how two New Hampshire higher education institutions are preparing their students for the demand of this new marketplace. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.